We are, we're just happy. We're just happy for God. Amen. We're happy for God this morning. We're happy for God this morning. Yes, yes, yes. If you have your Bibles, let's go to the book of Luke, the book of Luke 8:22. Book of Luke 8 and 22. We thank God. We thank God for his saving grace. We thank God for each and every one of you this morning. We thank God for God just being God. We thank God for this ministry. We thank God for being able to reach out, to be able to touch, and to be able to deliver a message unto you. We thank God for his word. We thank God. We thank God. Let's read Luke 8 and 22. It's on your screens. Amen. I'm going to get myself out of the way so you can hear this word. Amen. We just thank God for you this morning. We thank God for you this morning. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Now, it came to pass on a certain day that he went into a ship with his disciples. And he said unto them, let us go over unto the other side of the lake. And they launched forth, but as they sailed, he fell asleep. And there came down a storm of wind on the lake, and they were filled with water, and they were in jeopardy. And they came to him and awoke, saying, Master, Master, we perish. Then he arose and rebuked the wind and the raging of the water. And they ceased, and there was a calm. And he said unto them, where is your faith? And they were being afraid, wondered, saying to one another, what manner of man is this? For he commandeth even the winds and water, and they obeyed him. If I can bring to you a topic this morning, a thought, amen, it will be, amen, we will make it to the other side. We will make it to the other side. We will make it to the other side. You ought to text somebody, amen, we will make it to the other side. We will make it to the other side. That's a togetherness. That's in unity. That's in one. Amen. But sometimes we have to, amen, get a little bit of selfish and talk to ourselves, get into our closet, amen, and pray unto God and say, I will make it to the other side. I will make it to the other side. You ought to tell somebody, amen, we will make it to the other side. We will make it to the other side. You ought to just go around the house and say, we will make it to the other side. Go, hey, yeah, 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 yeah. Wake up somebody. Wake up somebody. We will make it to the other side. We will, we will, we will, we will, we will make it to the other side. Amen. As I'm reminded on our text this morning, amen, as we look at what's going on in the world, Amen. We have to remind ourselves that we will make it to the other side. Because, amen, we want to talk about that this morning. We want to discuss that. I know sometimes the way I speak and gets criticized, and amen, because just the method that I use. But amen, as I prayed unto God, and God has developed me to be in the method, in the way that I am, amen, I've learned that the Bible, amen, is historical, and it is practical, as well as it is, most of all, and not the least, spiritual. And I learned that we must understand the history, amen. We must understand the history, because we must learn from Moses, and we must learn from Jacob. We must learn from Isaiah, and we must learn from David. We must learn from Matthew and Luke and Peter and Paul. We must learn the history, amen, because in that history of learning, Paul wrote, things was written aforetime for our learning. We must learn the history so we can understand the practicality of the Bible. And when we understand the practicality of the Bible, that the practicality teaches us, amen, from history, the things that we must do and not do, amen, so that we can be more spiritual, amen. And if we can be more spiritual, then we can grow in the Spirit. And that growing in the Spirit is growing into His grace. So a lot of times I utilize history and I utilize practicality, amen, to grow us spiritually, amen, because we need to be grown in the Spirit. Somebody say, let's grow in the Spirit. Let's grow. Let's grow. Let's grow. Let's grow in the Spirit. Why do you preach the way that you do? And why is that important on today? Because, amen, if we're going to make it to the other side, hallelujah, hallelujah, we must understand the history. We must understand the practicality, and we must understand the spirituality of the Bible, what it's trying to teach us, what it's trying to get us to do, amen, so we understand how we are supposed to be, if we're going to make it to the other side. Tell somebody, I will make it to the other side. I will make it, I will make it, I will make it to the other side. I will make it to the other side. Now, in our scripture, amen, we find Jesus is telling the disciples. The Bible says, now it came to pass on a certain day that he went into the ship with the disciples, and he said unto them, let us go over to the other side of the lake. Oh, yes, yes, yes. And I looked up, as I studied and looked up the words of the scripture, amen, I found out that, amen, let us go over, the Greek word, I'm not going to get too deep in the teaching, but the Greek word, amen, that is used is let us pass through, or let us go through. I like that already. It's saying, Jesus is saying, let us go through, let us pass through to the other side, amen, of this lake. Come on, somebody. Let us go through, let us pass through the other side of this lake. Now, if you look at this lake is the Sea of Galilee. And I have read and studied that the Sea of Galilee sit down in a valley, and it's common that storms, amen, come and are created in on the sea. It just pops up, and they're not just calm storms, but they're violent storms. The waves kick up and the winds kick up, and they come out of nowhere. They just come up on you, and And now, if you think about that, if you think about that, Jesus is saying, let us pass through what may kick up on us. Let us pass through what may just come up on us. Let us pass through what look like it just might overtake us. If anybody know what I'm talking about, amen, COVID may just come up on us. Amen, violence may just come up on us. Death may just come up on us. Losing a loved one may just come up on us. Sickness may just come up on us. Pain and aching, amen, just may just come up on us. But Jesus said, let us. Let us go through. Let us pass over. Let us go to the other side. Let us go. If anybody feeling this, is am I talking to somebody? Amen. Out there, amen. Let us go to the other side. Tell somebody, I will make it. I will make it to the other side. And we have to understand, we have to look in the details of the text. Amen. Yes. Some of the history part. We have to understand the history part of the text, because the Bible says, now was a certain day that he, Jesus, went into a ship with his disciples. Jesus was with them. And then while he was with them in the ship, he said, let us go over. Let us pass through. What do you mean? What do you mean that's history? Amen. You got to understand, history is something that occurred. And that means Jesus was with them as they did it. So that what that has to do with practicality, Pastor. Amen. What that has to do with practicality? Well, if Jesus said and Jesus was with them, we have to understand that Jesus is also with us. Come on, somebody. Somebody's saying it in their head. He said, I'll never leave you and I'll never forsake you. I will be with you until the end of the earth. Come on, somebody. Oh, yeah. He said, as I was with Moses, I will be with you, Jacob. Oh, yeah. Jesus was with them. As they went into and as they passed over, Jesus was with them. Yeah. Jesus was with them. And we got to understand the practicality of the message, because Jesus is with us. Yes. He is with us. He's with us. It remind me when Moses brought the children of Israel out of the Hebrew children out of Egypt. Amen. And they were standing at the Red Sea, and they had nowhere to go. Mountains on both sides and Pharaoh on their back. And they began to mumble and grumble. But Moses prayed unto God, and God told Moses to use what he had in his hand. Sometimes we have to understand what we already have. Amen. What's already in our possession. Amen. And we got to understand that God is with us, because when he stretched out his rod, they were able to cross over on dry ground. They were able to make it. Somebody ought to be shouting right now, to the other side. Yes. They were able to make it to the other side, and understand, even when they made it to the other side and they got into the wilderness, everything wasn't hunky-dory. They still had some issues and they still had problems, but the Bible tells me that God was with them. Jesus was with them. He was a cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. Amen. He was with them even in the midst of the wilderness. Oh, somebody ought to be shouting right now. And if we come to our text today, our text say there was a storm, amen, that came upon the sea. And when the storm came upon the sea, amen, they had to realize that Jesus, Jesus was with them. Somebody ought to be excited. Somebody ought to be excited that Jesus, somebody ought to say, Jesus is with me. Jesus is with me. I might be in a storm right now, but Jesus is with me. Sickness might be on my body right now, but Jesus is with me. Cancer may be in my body right now, but Jesus is with me. Diabetes may be in my body right now, but Jesus is with me. High blood pressure may be unregulated, but Jesus is with me. Financial problems, maybe bills are due and there's no money to pay the bills, but Jesus is with me. Food is lacking on my table, but Jesus is with me. Jesus is with me. Oh, do you know Jesus is with you? Oh, somebody ought to be excited about Jesus being with you. Amen, amen. Glory to God. Jesus is with you. Yeah, Jesus has already said, let us go over to the other side. And when Jesus talked, somebody said, God cannot lie. When God speak a word, when Jesus speak a word, he cannot lie. He's already said, let us go over to the other side. And when Jesus said, let us go over to the other side, we have to be encouraged. Well, whatever come, what hell or high water, amen, we're going to make it. We're going to make it to the other side. Oh, yeah, those relationships, amen, that seem like they're breaking apart and divorce, amen, but we're going to make it to the other side. I lost my job and got a pink slip, amen, but we're going to make it, oh, to the other side. And oh Lord, oh, we're gonna make it. Oh, it seems like all the world is crumbling in around me, but we're gonna make it to the other side. It feels like racism and discrimination and voter suppression and it is all around us, and the world is falling apart. But we're going to make it. We're going to make it. We are going to make it to the other side. Jesus said, let us go over. Let us pass through. Let us go through unto the other side of the lake. And the Bible tells us that they launched forth. And when they launched forth, he went in the bottom of the ship and he fell. He fell asleep. And then there came a storm while Jesus was asleep. I want you to know, in the middle of your storm, in the middle of whatever situation that you might be going through, and in the middle of whatever you're facing, and the drama and the trauma and the trials and the tribulations and the dysfunction that you're dealing with, just know that Jesus is with you. He might be asleep, but he's well aware. And the thing I want you to understand is, even though that he's asleep, it's the fact that he's with you. It's the fact that he's with you that everything will be all right. And every now and then, things may get so terrible and you might get fearful and you might get scared and you might panic and you might feel that, oh God, that the world is coming to an end, and you just have to go and say, Master, you have to go down and say, Master, carest not that we perish. Master, carest not that I perish. Master, carest not that my high blood pressure is about to kill me. Master, carest not that my diabetes is getting out of hand. Master, carest not that COVID-19 is killing off my family members. Master, carest not that racism and violence is killing off my loved ones. Master, carest not. Master, carest not. Master, do you care? Master, I need you. Master,
I need you in this situation. Master, I lost my mother. Master, I lost my father. Master, oh, my grandmother's now gone. Master, my uncle's now gone. Master, oh, God, I need you right now at this moment. Oh, Master, I lost my job. Master, oh, God, my wife don't want to do right. Master, my husband, amen, is not coming home. Master, the cupboard is empty. Master, the bills are due and the money is low. Master, careth not that we perish. Every now and then we must go into that secret place. We must go to, and yes, Jesus may tell us, amen. He may question us. He may give us, amen. He may give us that little chastisement and saying, where is your faith? You're coming and you're calling on me and you're giving me your issues and you're giving me your problems, but you have to remember what I already told you. I said, let us go over to the other side. Somebody ought to say, we will make it. We will make it. Jesus said it. We will make it. Let us go over to the other side. We will get to the other side of sickness. We will get to the other side of death. We will get, amen, to the other side. Oh, yes, Lord. Amen. We will make it. 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 Let us make it to the other side. And as I close, amen, I want you to be encouraged because Jesus has provided a way. Jesus has provided a method. Jesus has provided the opportunity. Jesus has given us the tools. Jesus, because the Bible tells me that over 2,000 years ago, that he prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane. And as he prayed, it said his sweat began to drip like blood. And as he prayed, he said, Father, let this cup pass from me. But then as he thought about this thing, he said, but nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. He made a way for us to get to the other side. And Jesus said to the disciples, he said, it's already done. It's already in motion. The whole plan has come together. And they came and arrested him, and they began to mock him. They slapped him, and they put a crown of 72 thorns on their head and crushed into his head, and they whipped him, and they put a robe on him and mocked him again, and they blindfolded him and slapped him and told him to prophesy who was the one to slap him. And they humiliated him. And as they humiliated him, my Bible tells me that they didn't stop there, but they made him bear the cross upon the hill of Golgotha. And they nailed his hands and they nailed his feet. And they hung him on the hill. They didn't realize that he had already said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. And as he was lifted up, he hung there from the sixth to the ninth hour. And he held his heads in the locks of his shoulders. And he said, Eli, Eli, lama sabethani. My God, why have thou forsaken me? because he took on sin for you and I. And he gave up the ghost. And I'm so glad that it didn't end right there. But the Bible says on the third day that he got up with all power in his hands. And not only that, but he making intercession for you and I right now on the right hand side of the Father. And because of that, because of that, we can make it to the other side. If we don't make it physically, oh yes, here comes the spirituality, y'all. We can make it spiritually. Amen. Because the Bible says if you believe in Christ, you will never have to die. Because Jesus was the first of the living to live again. And we all will be able to join him. He's coming back for a church without spot and without wrinkle. Amen. And the dead in Christ will be caught up, will rise first. And those that remain will be caught up in the air. Amen. And I want you to understand on this Sunday morning, amen, when Jesus come back for that church and the dead rise first and those that remain be caught up in the air, we will make it to the other side. I don't know about you, but if I don't make it on this earth, I will make it in the heavenlies of heavenlies. I will make it with Jesus. I will make it to the other side. Somebody ought to say, I will make it. 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 I will make it to the other side. We will make it, saints. It may look like trouble is all around us. It may look like the world is crashing in. It may look like we cannot make it any further. Pain wrecking the body. Sickness wrecking the body. Death of family members and loved ones. It may look like the world is just coming down. But we have to understand that we will make it. We will make it to the other side. I just wanted to encourage you this Sunday morning that we will make it to the other side. Amen. You ought to tell somebody we will make it to the other side, because Jesus says, let us go over, let us go through, let us pass through the other side of the lake. And they launched forth. And don't you know, even though the storm it came, the wind was raging, the waves was kicking up, and water was getting inside the ship. Amen. When Jesus spoke to the wind and the waves, there came a great calm. There was a calm, and they made it to the other side. Saints, we can make it to the other side. We just got to know that Jesus is with us as we go through our storms. Pray my strength. Let us pray. Most Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, we come right now, God, seeking your face, seeking your power, seeking your strength, seeking your love, seeking your grace, and seeking your mercy. Amen. God, we know, God, that you have all control, all power in your hand. And as you said to the disciples, let us make it. Let us go into the other side of the lake. Father, I believe, oh God, that you're saying to us this Sunday morning, let us go over to the other side of the lake. And no matter how we arrive and no matter how we get there, Father, even if we end up there on broken pieces, Father, I believe, God, that you're with us and you're going to go with us and you're going to keep us and you're going to love us and you're going to protect us and shield us, oh God, and be offense all around us. And God, I know, God, that you have all power in your hands. Keep us, Lord, as we go to the other side. We're crying out right now, Father, care is not that we perish. Father, yes, our faith sometimes get weak, but Father, we're crying out to you, and we know where to find you because you're with us. You're on the ship with us, oh God, so we're crying out to you now, oh, over our ailments, over our issues, over our problems, over our down settings, over our uprisings. Father, we're giving it to you. You say, cast our cares upon you, for you cares for us. So God, we share with you now all issues, all problems. And God, we ask that you just keep us as we go to the other side. Amen and amen. Amen. We thank God for you this Sunday morning on how you've listened attentively, and how, oh, God has blessed us and kept us on this Sunday morning and encouraged us that we will make it to the other side. For Jesus said, let us. He said, us. That means he's with us. He's included with us. Let us go over. Let us pass through. Jesus is with us. I want you to be encouraged on this Sunday morning. Amen. That Jesus is with us and we will make it to the other side. If you're listening to this message on this Sunday morning, amen, and you have been encouraged, amen, but you don't know Christ and the pardon of your sins, you don't have a relationship with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and you want to, amen, know that he's on your ship, amen, as you go through this life, amen, pray this prayer with me, amen, so that you can know that you will make it to the other side. Lord, help me. Father, I believe that you were human yet divine. I believe that you were born of a Virgin Mary. I believe that you died on the cross for my sins. I believe you got up on the third day with all power in your hands. And I believe that you're sitting on the right-hand side of the Father right now, making intercession for me. Lord, save me. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. I believe if you prayed that prayer with me and you confess it with your mouth, yet you believe it in your heart, the Bible declares that you are saved. And I want you to understand this Sunday morning that if you believe it in your heart and confess it with your mouth, you are saved. Amen. Just continue growing in his grace. Just continue studying in his word. Amen. Just continue, amen, loving the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. No matter what's wrong in your life, God will fix it. He said, let us go over to the other side. And there come storms in life. Amen. It's not, amen, a smooth sailing. Amen. But just know that Jesus will be with you and you can be encouraged that you will make it to the other side. Amen. God bless you. We love you. Amen. We hope we said something that can encourage you, amen, to continue to walk with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Because he said, let us, I can't let it go, y'all. Let us go over to the other side. Amen. And if Jesus said, let us, that means he's with you. And if he's with you, you will make it to the other side. Amen. No matter what come, no matter what may, you can make it to the other side. God bless you. Until next Sunday, amen. We pray that God will keep you, God will bless you, amen, and we're going to give you our benediction. May our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, be with you all. We love you. God bless. I cannot explain it.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.